Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Halloween is the headline for many people this week, or the World Series, if anyone stayed up way past their bedtime last night, like me, for Game 3. 18 innings. It was a very long game. But I digress. This weekend is also deeply special and personal for Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, and Chicanos who honor loved ones who've passed away. Dia de los Muertos is observed from November 1st to the 2nd. It's a celebration centered on ofrendas, or altars, which are typically on display in homes and in public, with photos and offerings of a deceased loved one's favorite food and drinks or mementos to celebrate their life. This holiday has grown mainstream over the years with Disney movies like Coco, but it has been a special part of Sacramento for decades. An exhibit in Old Sacramento along the waterfront is highlighting its cultural history, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Dia de los Muertos observances in the city, a milestone fueled by the Royal Chicano Air Force, an influential collective of artists and activists dating back to the 1970s. Delta Picmello is the executive director of the Sacramento History Museum, the home of the exhibit, as well as a fun mini ofrenda workshop for families this weekend. And we are also joined by curator Teru Romo, an artist, indigenous educator, and cultural activist Dan Padilla. Welcome to you all. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello, Stan. Thank you for joining us. Well, I want to start off with a personal question. Teru, I'll start with you. How long has Dia de los Muertos been part of your life?
Well, I remember my grandmother, actually my paternal grandmother, lived in Mexico, and we would visit her. And I always was amazed by the fact that she would have a beautiful altar, you know, on her chest of drawers. And then every Dia de los Muertos, beginning on the 31st, she would start bringing in the flowers, getting more candles. And, you know, every year there was more, unfortunately, additions to it, as, you know, some of our loved ones passed on. But that always stuck in my mind. And then my maternal grandmother lived here in the United States, and she had one as well. So it was growing up with them. And then for Dia de los Muertos, it was more of a familial kind of personal observance, like I said, centered on the ofrendas, and then also going to the cemetery to visit the loved ones as well. So I grew up with that. And then when I became part of the Royal Chicano Air Force, that's when it took on this other kind of observance. And so it became personal, but also in terms of being part of this community that was celebrating it as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to learn more about the Royal Chicano Air Force. Stan, how long has Dia de los Muertos been part of your life?
Like that, it started as, you know, in my early years, but it was all familial and, you know, private and home. And then really with the social movements of the 60s and 70s, it blossomed out into communities, education, schools, and so forth. So, you know, it's, I could say, easy 50 years in terms of this new social renewal, but all of my life, and I'm 80 years old, so I've been around for a while to see all of these things evolve.
Well, take us back to 50 years ago and the Royal Chicano Air Force observances of Dia de los Muertos. How did this all begin, Stan?
Well, there were always individuals practicing, and then as we became more socially aware, and we began to unite in communities, in families, in committees, to express it, you know, on a much larger scale, and to, again, apply it, this kind of observance socially. So the altar and the ofrendas became kind of the leading edge of it. And then gradually the RCAF was organized enough to have committees, and we began to say, well, let's do this in public. You know, let's make a statement here. And so that's how it evolved, and it was slow, evolutionary, and began very basic and simple, and has grown to a very complex and Sacramento's oldest observance of Dia de los Muertos.
You know, what was the biggest benefit over the decades of taking Dia de los Muertos and ofrendas from a very personal and private space to the public and to something that's more communal and collective?
I would say heritage, cultural heritage, cultural pride. Remember, during those years, that was the era of civil rights, social justice, sort of ethnic awareness and reawakening. So to join together as a family, that we weren't just alone, but we were and are a community.
Well, Tera, that brings me to you. There's now an exhibit at the Sacramento History Museum. It's on display through April. How did this exhibit come about? What went into bringing it to life?
Well, I think the recognizing, as Stan said, you know, the groups of those of us who are still here wanting to recognize the fact that this has gone on for five decades and wanting to mark that milestone, and also as a way of letting others know more about the observance as well and the history of it and how important it was to be able to relay that history about how it was Chicanos that brought Dia Los Muertos the way it is being celebrated now to the U.S. because, as we said before, it was very much about families and going to the gravesite. And then when the Chicano movement comes, as Stan says, we were looking at it as a way to bring community together and to be able to then have it be a way to make the community more cohesive. So with all of that in mind, I approached the Sacramento History Museum, and Delta and other staff members there were very enthusiastic about having this exhibition there. So we worked together. And the idea was to bring it alive for people that had never experienced it through photography, because when you have an observance like that, You can only do it by trying to portray how we had done it in the past. And we were very lucky that there were photographers from, you know, day one that were photographing it. So that became one of the main things that we wanted to do, was to show it as a way to not only educate the public, but to have the public come and say, oh, that's me, or that's my mom, or I remember, you know, being at that one that year. There's video. One from 1976, so you can actually see it from very early on. And then we commissioned a more recent video. And then there's the graphics. The posters were created by the RCAF artists to announce it as well. And then some of the sculptures that were actually carried in the processions are part of it as well.
Well, that is incredible. Delta, how does this exhibit fit within the larger mission of the Sacramento History Museum?
Absolutely perfectly. I was so excited when Terry came to us with this, because our goal has been over the last, you know, 5-6 years, specifically after COVID, was to reflect more of our communities. And to have this exhibition tell not just about what the ceremony and celebration is, but to have the history of it is perfect. It's exactly what we want to do. And when she said, you know, people will see the pictures and perhaps they remember, or they might remember their own experience, and having our various communities reflected in the museum where people can see themselves. You know, my goals are that people come into the museum and they either say, I remember that, or I didn't know that, and I want to learn more mm-hmm. about that. And so it's absolutely the kind of exhibit that we really wanted to have in the museum. Fits in our mission perfectly.
So in addition to this trip down memory lane and explaining and reminding people, or just teaching people about the importance of the Royal Chicano Air Force and Dia de los Muertos in Sacramento, there is an interactive component as well on Saturday. You have a mini ofrenda workshop. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, that was part of the vision that Terry had for the exhibit. It wasn't just going to be a static exhibit, but we would have programming alongside. And Tina Favela, who is the daughter of one of the RCAF founders,
yes.
She has done this in many different situations. And so we absolutely wanted to do this for children and families together, to make this little a mini altar for themselves, with the idea, and it's a 3-hour workshop, with the idea that they understand what each of the pieces of it mean. And it's going to be very fun and very exciting. That's on November 1st.
Tara, what do people need to bring if they want to go to the workshop on Saturday?
That's the beauty of Tina's workshops. She brings everything, and the only thing that you need to bring is a photograph of who you want to honor. And she's very caring in the way she actually sits with everyone and say, tell me a little bit about the person you want to honor, and then helps them to pick whatever they want to commemorate or remember that person. So the basic thing is to come with that person in their mind, and the photograph and everything else will be there.
Yeah, that's really special. Finally, Stan, you know, people are going to be taking in this exhibit. They can take it in now all the way through April of next year. What do you hope people take away from this exhibit?
Well, this is a living tradition. Memories keep our loved ones alive who have passed on, but we are living and we have generations before us. You carry this long legacy. We come from a very ancient culture. We are carrying it today, and we hope to pass it on to the young ones into the future so that this maintains a living lineage, you know, and heritage.
What do you hope people take away, Tara? You curated this exhibit.
Well, I think that aside from also learning about the history of it and knowing what the role of the Royal Chicano Air Force was in terms of, you know, in a sense, rooting this observance here. Now it's everywhere. And, you know, a lot more cemeteries are doing it, not only, you know, St. Mary's Cemetery, which is where we started, so that it, as Stan says, that it grows and people learn more about it. But also to, I guess, in a sense, especially during these very challenging times, to be able to have people understand about how we are more alike than differences, as far as, you know, we all die and we're all going to grieve for those people that have passed on. And so to be able to see a way that we've chosen, you know, to deal with it, that maybe there's some ways that they can learn from it and be able to take that in their own way and have it be part of their lives as well.
Well, Tara, Stan, and Delta, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Delta Pick Mello is the executive director of the Sacramento History Museum. We're also joined by curator Tedra Romo, as well as artist, indigenous educator, and cultural activist Stan Padilla. The RCAF in Mictlan 50th anniversary of Dia de los Muertos exhibit is on display through April. There is also a mini ofrenda workshop on Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that does it for today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.